Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Spider-Man 3 was notoriously overcrowded. We had Harry Osborn's New Goblin, Sandman, and Venom. But at one point, we could have had The Vulture in Spider-Man 3.
This storyboard from Steve Markowski shows Sandman teaming up with Vulture. Apparently, this was for a sequence where Sandman breaks the Vulture out of prison after he had been put there by Spider-Man.
Vulture's wings would have been made from found objects, similar to his namesake. Artist Constantine Sakaris also had this concept art for the Vulture in Full Flight.
As stated in the caption, apparently Sir Ben Kingsley was in talks for the role, with an article stating that Kingsley met for the role in 2005 before the character was written out and replaced by Venom.
An interview with Thomas Hayden Church also had new insights, with the actor stating,
"They introduced at the very beginning the character of Vulture, but he was only in it briefly, and then at the very end of that picture, they were going to bring the Vulture back just to sort of set the stage that he was probably going to be the main villain in Spider-Man 4.
We'll be covering the actual plans for Vulture in Spider-Man 4 very soon. Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this.
In the meantime, check out this week's episode on our show, The Unused Spider-Man 3 Concept Art, where we went over the original concepts for Sandman, New Goblin, and Venom. You can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are about $100 short of our goal for $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out. And when we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show. You can also check out from Newverse Creative, Batman 89 Shadows, an audio drama adapting the Batman 89 comic series, adapted and narrated by myself. You can also check out my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphorosis Magazine.
And please check out www.metalforce.ninja, where there is a link to our Kickstarter, and the Kickstarter link is also linked in the description. This is for a film that I am to direct and produce. This is a live-action feature film that is basically, if you think of Stranger Things meets Power Rangers, you're pretty much there. It will be an R-rated, bloody, sci-fi horror feature film. Please support us on our Kickstarter campaign that is going on right now.
Thanks for watching, and as usual, tell all your friends about us.
Indeed! You're listening to the Geekscape Network.